Commuter angrily confronts couple engaging in alleged sex act on bus. "You don't fuck on the bus, mate." By Ethan Lepkman on September 17, 2022. A couple's alleged sex act in the back of a bus was interrupted by a commuter who was disgusted by what he saw. The wild scene was captured on video on a suburban bus route in Melbourne, Australia, according to news.com.au. The footage begins with one of the passengers scolding the two strangers who were apparently having sex on the bus. "Listen, brother, you don't have K on the bus, mate," yelled the commuter filming from the front of the bus. One of the strangers engaged in the alleged sex act tries to gain sympathy by claiming he has autism. But the angry commuter has none of it. "I don't care if you are fking homeless, don't fk on the bus, cet," he said. "I don't care if you got autism. It doesn't mean fk on the bus." The man filming then suggests the couple take their friskiness somewhere else. "Get the fk off, and go fk in the park or something," he pleaded. "Have some fking respect for yourselves." Other passengers can be seen trying to ignore the awkward moment while the two parties profanely yell back and forth. The clip was shared on Facebook by Nafine Armstrong on September 9 and has since been viewed over 712,000 times. Some Facebook users were also not amused by the couple's actions on the bus, per the comments. "There's a time, and place, don't blame him complaining, nobody wants to see that there are kids that probably on that bus as well," one user wrote. One user, who claimed to have autism, was not impressed by the one stranger's excuse. "I have autism and I would never do such a thing, nor would any other autistic person I know," the user said. Other users commenting found the event hilarious. "Don't FK in the bus, bro, got me dead ass laughing," another user said. In the state of Victoria, where the scene occurred, an individual convicted of willful or obscene exposure can face up to 2 years in prison, news.com.au. You can follow Ethan Lepkman on Twitter at @EthanLepkman.